This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Despite the fact that the KLCI has sneaked into the green there this morning, we are still down on a 6.9% on a year-to-date basis. So we will find out this morning if Budget 2020 is going to change the minds of the investment community, as well as we see more inflows, hopefully, into equity markets. So on the line to talk to us about that, we have Patrick Chang, Chief Investment Officer at Principal Asset Management Berhad. Thank you very much for joining us, Patrick. Now, in our previous conversation, you were neutral on the Malaysian markets. Has your view changed after Budget 2020?
Good morning, everyone. It has slightly changed our view. We are slightly more positive on some of the initiatives being drawn out by the recent budget. But having said that, I think where the highlights are in terms of the digital space, where we think are more medium term. So I think overall, you know, what we can see here is that the government is trying to balance the growth prospects over the medium term. So in the immediate term, we may still be hounded by all these issues about growth in terms of the U.S. trade war and so forth. But also the other point I'd like to highlight as well is that I think it's also quite encouraging to see that the kind of transparency that we can see in terms of the way they are trying to open up the books and explain in terms of the budget. So that was quite positive in our view.
Patrick, from an investment strategy perspective, how has the budget changed your view on a sectoral basis?
I think the highlights, obviously, like I said earlier on, is manufacturing and technology. I think the tax incentives for reinvestment and automation is positive. I think this is a key highlight of the whole budget to me, because I think this is a more medium-term approach towards the government trying to reposition Malaysia as a destination for investments. As you recall, Malaysia is in one of the biggest beneficiaries from this supply chain disruption from the China-U.S. Trade war. And the second point, obviously, like you mentioned early on, the consumer sector is obviously one of the beneficiaries. The B40 sector will get a boost from some of the handouts that are being out, and also some of the incentives towards the e-wallet businesses. So I think we are quite positive on that front.
So, Patrick, what are your specific picks coming out from this budget then?
Manufacturing, technology, and some of the consumer sectors.
And do you see any risks that are emerging from this budget? Anything that concerns you?
I think one of our concerns is obviously the assumption on growth. I think it's on the high side. I think there could be some moderation in that growth expectations going forward. Obviously, the 4.7 or 8% is on the high side. As you recall, we are still going through a period where there are some downdrafts in growth globally, and that may impact our exports. So we shall see over the next couple of quarters, see whether that 4.8% can be achieved.
All right, thank you very much, Patrick. And that was Patrick Chang, Chief Investment Officer at Principal Asset Management Berhad, spotlighting there the manufacturing sector, the technologies, as well as consumer stocks on some of the goodies given out in the budget.
Yeah, because the big picture very much so on the budget is repositioning Malaysia as a destination of investment, right? Because although I'd like to really know some of the details, because they are giving out some goodies. If you move your investment manufacturing hub to Malaysia, there's this move towards attracting unicorns, Fortune 500, creating something like 300,000 jobs. But at this juncture, we don't really know the specifics. I think we'll have to wait later. But it'll be encouraging to see whether really this was going to drive FDI for Malaysia, because that's one thing we seem to be lagging behind. I mean, the US-China trade war, for sure, we see some substitution effect. But the big gainer has actually been Vietnam, not so much us.
Yeah, I think from a manufacturing point as well, if we're just manufacturers, we don't gain that value that comes from the brand side, right? In fact, Charlie, you were talking to Top Glove this morning, right? They're the biggest glove manufacturer in the world, but how many people actually know that, right? They know that it is a Malaysian company. Asia is a Asian company. No one really knows it's Malaysian. And the same thing with Grab, right? Grab has moved over to Singapore as its HQ. How are we going to retain all these big companies in the country and maybe bring in some other foreign players and be more competitive in the region?
Yeah, it's not just only just jobs, but it has to be higher paying productive jobs, right? Because one of our problems in Malaysia is our wages are too low. And there's always a lot of talk about structural reform. Mm-hmm. And I suppose the budget is part of this first step into what's creating what is really shared prosperity by 2030, right? But I want to see the details, right? But in the meantime, you look at it from a market perspective, how you can play it is probably through the manufacturing names and some of the tech companies that are listed.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.